Come on. Amen. A high place. Say that with me. A what? A high place. I want to take it to another level in my Christian life. I'm 51 years old. I know I don't look it, but anyway. 51 years old. And I would like whatever days I've got left to live to the max for the Lord. I don't know where you're at, what page you're on. That's your page and that's your business. But this is me. Okay? No play. I mean, I like playing, but when it comes to my Christian life, I want to live for the Lord. Period. You understand? Say. Okay? That ain't bragging. That's just inside me. Because God is good. God is faithful. God is real to me. You understand? Yes or no? Why in the world would I pussyfoot around and halfway do it? When I can tap into the God of the universe, the Holy Spirit, the living God, lives inside of me. That's what the Bible says, and that's what I've experienced in my life. Amen. So, thus the reasoning for the messages. Taking it to a higher level. This is for me, man. Okay? If you want to get in on it, then here we go. Praise the Lord. How can I take it to another level? Let's find out. Well, we've looked at several things so far, but today we're going to look at this. Say this with me. Faith, one more time. Faith is our what? Yes. Faith. Now, the Bible did say to the world, we're going to look foolish. Did it say that? Sure it did. It says that the foolishness of preaching, you know, preach people that preach. And actually having church, I mean, if you really stop and think about it, church is pretty crazy. I mean, y'all could have went to the beach this morning. You could keep everything you have and not give a dime to help this ministry or help anybody else. You understand? Say, you can live life any way you want it. But you choose, rather, to believe God's Word and come to a place called the church, a body of believers, to put yourself under the authority of His Word and the preaching of His Word. It's a little crazy, ain't it? Say, I wouldn't have it any other way. I've watched plenty of people live life without God, and they don't do too good at it. You hear me say? He's a great God. Amen? And so, faith, yeah, to be a little kooky. People call you kooky when you talk faith and stuff like that. But there's some real substance to faith without having to be totally kooky. You understand? Let's talk about it today. How can we, the real stuff, the real thing, faith. Faith, Hebrews 11:1, say it with me, is the what? One more time. Faith is the, of things hoped for, it's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance. The word literally means to stand under or to support. Faith's pretty important in my life. It's the thing that stands under me. It's the thing that I stand on. You understand? Yes or no? It's the substance in my Christian life. Faith to a follower of Jesus is what? Say it with me. A what? Is to a house ain't worth a dime. If it's built on sand, if it's always shaking, if it's moving. I mean, how many want to live in a tent the rest of your life? I mean, I've gone camping like one day. Now, we had a couple of days we went camping. We were at the Grand Canyon. We were leading some kind of tour out there. I was the worship leader with a paleontologist. Yeah. It's hot out there. You hear me say? Sleeping on rocks. So we went down to Grand Canyon one day, me and Elise and our family went down in there, and me and Elise, we decided the next day they wanted to go again. We went yesterday. That's what she and I decided, Dad. We went yesterday. So his mom, Mitchell's mom and him, they went down. Good. Bye. They got back to the campsite. Campsite was gone. We went to Holiday Inn. We left all the campers. But anyway, I'm sorry. That's a terrible story. But anyway, not that I don't like camping. RVs are awesome. No, anyway, here we go. Come on. So, a foundation's important, right? Say, come on. It gives confidence and assurance that the house will what? You start to see the foundation all cracking, everything's like that. It gets real bad here in Florida. You might think you're living on a sinkhole or something. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Listen, very important. Foundation. So that's what we've been talking about in this series. First one we looked at in this little series was believing in Jesus. He's our what? He's our example. So we've been building our faith on something firm. The Word of God. Believing in God's Word is our what? It's our instruction. So we're building our Christian life on something that will stand. You see, it's not the goofy up there. Did you see that? Yes or no? Say. You can build your life on these things. Believing in what? Prayer. We talked all last Sunday morning about Jesus being our what? He's our high what? He's our high priest. I boldly pray. Amen? So building our life on something solid, taking it up the ladder to a higher level. Okay? Now we're on faith. This believing in Christ, this believing in His Word, this believing in prayer gives you, say that word with me, confidence that what you're hoping for in Christ will be what? Experience. Okay? It will what? So faith is my substance. Faith is my foundation. Faith is the very underpinning of my Christian life. Amen. Yes or no? Well, I don't believe that Bible stuff, or I don't believe in Jesus. Well, the bottom line is you have no faith in God then. You hear me or not? You can say what you want. Well, I go to church. Well, I go to this. Doesn't bother me where you go. But your faith isn't solid unless it's on Jesus. Amen? Faith comes by what? Hearing the what? Word of God. That's how I get faith. Faith will what? Stand. It is what? Faith in Christ is solid. You can take it to the what? Bank. Guys, this idea of believing in Jesus isn't my idea. Okay? This is based on the Word of God. Wicked kings and rulers have tried to stamp it out. Did they? Yes or no? No. Here we are in America, in a public high school, preaching about Jesus. 2,000 years later, it's solid. Did you hear me? Yes or no? So much Mickey Mouse out there ain't. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Jesus Christ is solid. Well, what if this happens, Pastor? What if this happens? You can make it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Yeah, but wait a minute. What about this and what about that? Doesn't matter what it is. How many have been through some rough mess in your life? Let me see your hand. And you made it. Can I see your hand? By the grace of God, with His power. Did you make it? Yes or no? Was it your faith that you clinged on to in hell? But can you raise your hand if it was that? Say. That's what I'm talking. Are y'all hearing me or not? So many people play the Christian game. I come to church. I'm nice. I like that fellowship church. They're nice. Listen, I'm glad people think well of us. But the bottom line is, guys, if you want to take it to another level, this faith thing has to be your thing. I ain't got the family plan for you. My kids have to have faith in God. My kids have been through the ringer. I can just encourage. Be a blessing. Try to be some kind of example, too. But at the end of the day, their faith is their faith. I'm going to tell you something as I sit and look. I ain't changed my opinion on this faith thing. Because I see it being their underpinning also. Did you hear me? I see them making it. I see them having a comeback. Amen? Faith, man. This is incredible. Faith is our what? It's our substance. Buddy, it's everything. It's what you got to have. It's your foundation. Faith is a substance. It's the foundation to things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. The word evidence, it literally means, this word evidence means conviction. Say that with me. Conviction. One more time. Conviction. Conviction. A conviction isn't a preference. A conviction is something deep inside of you. It's a deeply held belief. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the strong conviction or belief
of things not seen.
Did you know I believe in things I haven't seen? I've never seen Jesus. I gave a message a couple of weeks ago on that. People that say they've seen Jesus, get the message. Okay? Do I believe in Jesus? Hadn't seen heaven. Some people, I saw heaven. Well, I ain't. But I've seen it in the Word of God. I've seen it with my eyes. Through eyes of what? And I have a very strong conviction that my mother is in heaven, praising the Lord. I believe she's one of those witnesses I heard about in Hebrews chapter 11. And we're compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. I believe my mama's saying, go get them, Gary. This morning, I think she'd get them, boy. Preach it, baby. Lay it out there. You're telling the truth, son. I can hear. I still hear stuff like that. I see it. It's a conviction I have. Y'all listen to me or not? I believe you don't put your faith in Christ, I have a very strong conviction, you'll die and go to hell. I've lived through some hell, but I ain't seen hell. Do I believe in hell? Absolutely. Do you see what I'm saying? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence, conviction of things not seen. It's a strong inward belief that God, what God has promised, He will what? How in the world can you live your Christian life not believing what God says in His Word is going to happen? It's kooky to me, guys. Amen, yes or no?
I believe in that God stuff, except that God stuff, he said.
What? Amen. That's why I'm at a place, I want it all. I just want it all. I've lived life so long, I've been preaching for a good long while. I'm just all in. Chips are all in. You understand? I'm a crazy guy. I believe I can do anything with God's help. I'm just that kooky now. And the more I see that I give God the credit, and the more I put my faith in Him, even the harder the task becomes, seemingly, they're still getting done. Amen? Guys in church, people come and people go. God never called me to keep people. He called me to reach people. You put your confidence in people. Is that what the Bible says we're supposed to have our confidence in? My confidence comes, you know, people are my, is my substance. People is my foundation. No, faith in Jesus is my foundation. You understand the difference? Say, people come and go, and it discourages us in life. Things happen in families, and that discourages us. But the bottom line, what's the one constant that can keep you going, that can keep you strong, that can keep you solid, that can keep you moving forward? Faith! Did you hear me or not? All right. The future becomes the present, and the invisible becomes... Say that with me. The future becomes the... And the end becomes seeable. That's quite a statement. If you're in some trouble and you're struggling right now, it's okay to put your faith in the Lord firmly in Him. You go ahead and see yourself making it. Did you hear me? You go ahead and see there's difficulty in your family. Obviously, that's that faith in God's Word and faith in people submitting and doing the right thing. But you can go ahead and see yourself succeeding based on the promises of God. You listening or not? Faith. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, say this with me, we what? Understand that the what? Were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are what? Were not of things which do appear. That would help a ton of you here this morning. Nothing that you see happened by itself. Nothing you see in your universe, no star, no planet, no nothing, no slime somewhere crawling up a tree one day. None of that happened, guys. None of that happened. No little mess made more mess. And you know, survival of the fittest. And oh, yeah. Well, it didn't work too good for Darwin. He's dead. Okay? Nothing you see made itself. Did you hear me? Yes or no? God made it all. He spoke it into existence. Why are you so kooky, Pastor, believing in creation? Because the Bible says so. And I've lived a good long while, and I ain't heard nothing yet that's as near as good as what I've been thinking. You listening or not? I've lived all these years. You've lived. They found some tooth lately. Yeah, the tooth is all the... You expect me to give up all my mess because you found a tooth somewhere? Nah, I'm going to stay with what I got. How about that? Amen? Say. Have I lost you? I'm going crazy this morning. Faith enables us to see what others what? Can't see. Boy, that's the beautiful thing about faith. Helps us see what others can't see. I mean, how many of you, when you go at night, you see that moon up in the sky or the stars, and just something inside of you, God just is God. Amen? Say. Or you go see a sunset, or you see a little baby. Or you go through hard times, and you find yourself getting the strength to make it. Do you give yourself the credit? Or you give Him the credit? You're missing something if you miss Him. Are you listening? Boy, faith is worth it, man. It enables us to what? Do what others can't do. I'm surprised people come up to me and say, Pastor, I just can't believe all you've been through in your life. And you, why can't you? Greater is He that's in who? Me than who that's in the what? Is that in the Bible? How about I can do what? Say it again. I can do what? I can do what? Through Christ who strengthens me. Why wouldn't I? We settle for less, guys. We see everybody in our culture, a lot of people in our culture, because they don't have a belief in God, and they cave, and they fail, and they do this, and they do that. But that's not the life God's called us to. You understand or not? Now, I don't buy the preacher mess on TV where it's all going to be good, and oh, man, just great. If you just give, it's going to be awesome. Bull. It's going to be hard. But with Christ, you can do it. And you're going to fall in love with Him more. And more because of the difficulty as He brings you through it. You listening? That turns people off, though. You can't build a big church talking about the negative. Guys, that's where we live. Is that right? Yes or no? Oh, I'm positive. I positively believe God can help me through anything. Amen? I've never seen. Gary Clark has never gone hungry. I've never yet in my life had to beg for bread. Even though I grew up poor as dirt. Okay? God's been good to me. Can you say that? God's been what? You hearing the message today, or am I just rambling? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So this faith thing is good for you, but I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have it, God ain't with you. For he that comes to God must believe what? That he is. That ain't saying that he is a liar. No, you believe that he is. He's truthful. He is absolutely a God of holiness and integrity, a God of love. I believe that he is, and he's a what? Of them that what? You ain't bragging. Put your hand up if you've sought after God. He just blessed you. Can I see your hand? I'm just sorry about it. We just have to tell you. Amen. Say. Based on His Word. Without faith, you'll never elevate your walk with Jesus. You'll never pick it up to the other level, guys. Without faith, you're dead in the water. Without faith, it's what? You ain't got a dog's chance. Period. Without faith. Why wouldn't you want it? Why wouldn't you want to please God? You have zero to connection to God without faith. Matter of fact, that's all He requires of us to be saved by putting our faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. That is our connection to Him. Zero connection without faith. For he that comes to God must what? Believe. You must have total confidence. If you want to take your faith to another level, you've got to have total confidence and trust in Him for it to be what?
Real faith. Real faith.
That's why so many unbelievers don't want to come to church. They see us, but what we have is not real. We act no different. We respond no differently. Problems are the same problems. Our mouth, our actions, our giving, everything, our marriages, everything. Why do I need that? The best way to witness is by putting your faith in the Lord. And when you go through hard times, you keep putting your trust in God, your faith in God, because there's plenty of hurting people in this world that are looking for a way. You listening or not? They ain't looking for hype. They're looking for help. You must have confidence that He is, that God is real, that God is Creator, that God is what? That God is my Savior. Believe that. And He's a what? A rewarder. God confirms my faith in Him in positive and tangible ways. I can see it. Of them that diligently seek Him. God wants me to pursue Him as one that I really what? Love. Even guys, we have a hard time saying, I love Jesus and I love Him. And it's, you know, there's just something we struggle with. I love a bit more than the ladies, I believe. My experience over life has been. But do you love Him? Fall in love with Him. You keep your faith in Him. You just look back a little bit, all the ditches He's got you out of. And all of a sudden, you go, I love Him. I tell you that right now. Amen, Zay. I love Him. Amen. Faith is our what? It's our substance. It gives me the confidence that what I'm hoping for is going to be experienced. Now, when I say hoping for, put your hopes based on what Scripture teaches, not something kooky. Amen? Okay. Keep looking. We'll do this real fast. We only got about 3 minutes. I think we can do it, 3 or 4 minutes. Heroes that knocked it out of the park. Here we go. Home runs in the book of Hebrews. Just read this part with me. If you don't know it, go back and read it. Abel, by faith, he offered the right sacrifice. Enoch, by faith, he walked right with God. Noah, by faith, he escaped the what? Abraham, by faith, he followed in unknown territory. Didn't know where it was going. Sarah, by faith, being really, really old and being barren, gave what? Birth. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, by faith, they looked into the future. Moses' parents, by faith, their baby's life was what? Saved. Moses, by faith, a whole nation was what? Well, it's faith. You know, I don't know about all that faith stuff. Well, I think it works, brother. You hear me now? Joshua, by faith, the city was what? Hallelujah! Craziness. Rahab, a harlot, a prostitute, by faith, saved her whole family. That's crazy, isn't it? Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah were all military leaders, and they delivered Israel by faith. Samuel and David, by faith, a little shepherd boy, became a what? A king. Wow, that's just part of it. I'm not done. Keep it going, Raj. Hebrews 11 and over. By faith, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Keep going. Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens or enemies. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. Were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. Of whom, say it with me, the world is not what? One more time. Of whom the? One more time. Of whom the? This is God's word saying that. You want to walk worthy of your profession that you've professed in Jesus Christ? Be a person of faith. Of whom the world is not worthy. It's incredible. All these, having obtained a good report through faith,
received not the promise. Wait a minute. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Wow. What does that mean? All these that I read about obtained a good report or a witness through faith, and all of this was done before who? Jesus came. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand. I just can't do it. I just can't believe it. I can't, whatever. That's your problem. You don't know you can do all things through Christ. How much more then will we be held accountable for our own what? Faith. We have the Word. We have His Spirit. Are you kidding me? You can do it. You can make it. You can be victorious. You can take your Christian life to another level. Unless you want to be an excuse maker. You can do it. You hear me? Yes or no? You can do it. Why can others do it and you can't? Because others are doing it and you ain't. Amen? Say. Doesn't take a pedigree. The ground's level at the cross. Amen? Say. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's thank Him for His Word this morning. A little tough, though. Good. That's why I like it.